boy out in Texas was playing this song and it just didn't work. Originally the song was called Don't Tell Mama. I'm a truck driver, she thinks I'm just a piano player in a house of ill repute. But old Jimmy Blue went out to Texas with Jim Rogers, or Camel Rogers, as his moniker was changed. Got a hold of this boy, and they got together on this song and changed it around and modified the melody and then changed the name of the song to Don't Tell Mama I'm a Guitar Picker, She Thinks I'm Just in Jail. So... Guitar picker, she think I've lost my mind. Mama knows where a guitar goes, trouble's close behind. Like if I had drank and rob a bank, I raise all kinds of hell. But don't tell my mama guitar picker, she thinks I'm just in jail. Don't tell my mama old folk singer and singing them cowboy songs. She's screaming, crying, wonder why baby boy went wrong. She'll boo-hoo and turn all blue, even cuss my pa. Daddy was a guitar man, the wildest one of all. Yeah, my daddy picked the guitar and he run with old Bob Will. Picked them Texas honky-tonks, chasing Lone Star girls. Till mama swore she'd leave him if he didn't mend his fence. He stashed that flat top under the bed, he's picked on mama ever since. Swipe my daddy's guitar and I run away from home. Now I'm up in Muscle Shoals picking all night long. Doing like old Hank Dunn and having me a ball. Mama's sitting by the phone just waiting for my call. Don't tell mama I'm a guitar picker, she think I've lost my mind. Mama knows where guitar goes, trouble's close behind. I could fight, drink and rob a bank or raise all kinds of hell. Don't tell my mama guitar picker, she thinks I'm just in jail. Don't tell my mama guitar picker, she thinks I'm just in jail. I was one of the first to live in this flowered land. I was here before the Indians walked upon the sand. Just a citizen of paradise, so blessed, so wild and free, to raise my children in the sun with the bounties from the sea. Like you, I'm merely a creature, but a pelican I'm called. I must be special, or I would not be here at all. Century after century, the fishermen used us as a tool, then treated us as outcasts after we found the elusive schools. Some have raped our pristine waters, left not much left to give, and leave behind their plastic and lines, make it so hard to live. I breathe the same air you do, though differently we are called. But I must be special, or I would not be here at all. There are those who tried to help us, those who do nothing at all. Which of these are you today as you hear our desperate call? You can take this as a call to arms for the brave, the strong, and the good. If you really want to change this world, Start with your own neighborhood. You can learn a lot from a pelican. Messages to the heart. If you really want to save this planet, this would be a good place to start. I breathe the same air you do, though differently we are called. But I must still be pretty special, or I would not be here at all. Yeah, we both are mere creatures, though a pelican I'm called. But we both must be pretty special, or God would not have created us at all. Wrote that one for the Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary. Yeah. So in a week or two, you'll be able to go down there and pick that up. That's I just gave them the song, but Kelly Green and Pete Gallagher and I, and, you know, we've been working on a little project to help out some of these things along that coast down there. So my wife and I are going to supply them with the copies down at the Seabird Sanctuary, and they can sell them, maybe feed a few of those birds, you know. A lot of water down here, folks. Still room for everybody to live. Only problem is they keep bringing in more people to live that are not from here, which is unnatural. You know, it'd be like bringing in a bunch of elephants, you know, and putting them in Payne's Prairie, or, you know, I'm serious. It's not indigenous to the area. When you start bringing a lot of people in that aren't indigenous to the area, the same thing happens. Something has to move for them to live there. And, you know, this bit about just eliminating different levels of the food chain because we're high on the food chain doesn't mean that someday it might not come around. We might find out the only thing that could save us was one of these things we've eliminated from the food chain. Now, however, on the other hand, you've got to remember, we have to look at this as conservationists. You know, environmentalists look and see no change. Of course, if the environmentalists go back far enough, they ain't there either. So let's be conservationist, let's be reasonable, and let's realize the only people that really have enough money to fix it were the ones that were rich enough to ruin it. Said life's pretty rough when your living's in the Gulf, fishing by your groceries. Banks have never understood when the weather's no good, you still got a family to feed. You can load up your boat, you can roll up the coast, trying to fill your hooks or your nets, or second guess storms down south where water's warm. You can batten it down and give it your best. Keep in mind the Honduras ain't no place for tourists. No telling what you're gonna find, cause the shrimp you're trawling ain't the only thing they're hauling, and it's best your own business to mind. Well, Zachariah Creech wasn't just another shrimper, doctor's boat at Cedar Key. A few things about him made him little different than those other sons of the sea. He trawled the Gulf since he was 10 years old and tore two guns to Pampy Gold, where he'd done some time back in 29 for hauling whiskey out of Port St. Joe. Yeah, he looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face and lines. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. I used to see him at the docks in Crystal River, the bars down in Tarpon Springs. Drank Canadian mist neath the moon of silver, at night sometimes he'd sing. He sang of the days when the money came easy, it had a family and a home. Well, then he sang of a hurricane that came, left old Zach alone. carried the horse upon his shoulder from an old storm back in 33, where he drowns his sorrow in the whiskey, the sun and the wind and the sea. He reminisced about days on Tampa Bay, back when the shrimper still had respect. He said a man of the sea was somebody then, you could judge him by the way he run a net. It's a dying art, he used to tell me, one nobody wants to earn it all anymore. For nowadays it's all electronics, they use to rape the ocean's floor. He said, I only trod enough to make a living, now they're making 3 trips to my one. They're taking on more than the water is giving, won't be nothing left at all in the done. He handed me down his old guitar, he gave the bottle another pull. Said, all I need are the sun and the stars, and every once in a while my belly to be full. Besides, I'm one man, they call an old man, I've lived more than I got left. Write a song for me and the sons of the sea, so those who care will not forget yet. He said, write about the old good fisherman, how we held out as long as we could. For those of us that fish by instinct, we built our boats out of wood. I was telling y'all yesterday that years ago I used to travel around this state, well, around the southeastern United States singing this song. We were trying to gain a little momentum in the shrimp industry, not to co-op it for sorts, but try to unite it enough to fight the corporate shrimpers from taking us over. You know, corporate America wants to screw the farmer every time. And it doesn't matter whether you're catching a fish or you're growing it out of the ground or you're harvesting it. If you're in the food chain, corporate America is going to kill you. Well, they kind of held in there. We got people where they're educated about it and they're buying that shrimp. But then what happened? Some idiot went down to, went to Thailand first, then down to Ecuador and different places, and they bought up a bunch of old Union Carbide battery plants, and they out in the settling ponds, they started raising these shrimp. Now they sell them in the supermarkets. Of course, that's where you should have gotten the big clue anyway. When you start buying seafood in a supermarket, you ain't right anyway. But you see these big old tiger striped shrimp in there. It says farm raised. Well, every one of those shrimp you buy, you're beating somebody out of a living. And I ain't talking about a damn good living, because I don't know a hell of a lot of rich shrimpers. Other than Booty Singleton, hell, he's dead. So, you know, I hear you all complaining about this, and you complain about this job leaving the country and that job leaving the country. Well, quit buying them damn foreign products, and maybe they'll quit and put them out of the country. You know, I told you before, you want to save the world? Start in your own damn neighborhood. Arlo told y'all last night, there's only one of them, there's a bunch of us. It don't matter who y'all put across that damn Potomac River, it's out to get us. It's corporate America. Don't buy that damn crap. It's got nothing to do with North and South, got nothing to do with black and white, but it's got a hell of a lot to do with right and wrong. Y'all know I'm a flag waver and I love a strong country, but I'll tell you right now, the buying public has denoted what they want to buy, and that's why these plants are moving out of the country, because you showed them the kind of products you want to buy and where you want to buy them from. So good job. Well, I sat down with my fountain pen. I tried to capture his life in my mind. About a man of the sea, born in Steinhatchee. He died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, a different sea from a different time. You know, Zachariah Creech was an old girl shrimper. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Yeah, he looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face and line. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Here's another one. You talk about things going around, some idiot figuring out how to mess it up again. Boy, it used to be an evil and wicked man wandered this planet. He had a lot of good people killed until they perfected the process of bringing that oil out of the North Atlantic. Then he killed off a hell of a lot of damn beautiful woods and wildlife, mining some phosphate that the American farmer wasn't even using. They were loading up on ships and hauling over to Japan and the Soviet Union, storing it up to sell it back to us when our farmers do need it. So I went against him. His name was Armin Hammer. Oh, multi-billionaire, long before Oprah was even on TV. Back when a billionaire meant something. And you know, there are a hell of a lot of people around this county were working for him. But they allowed me to come up here and sing my songs about him and fight him. And I remember they sent a notice to me that I didn't have enough money or enough power to stop him. But you know what? Got a handful of law students from University of Florida. Some boy called me from the insurance commissioner's office and said, hell, hold Florida liable for the damage to the water supply. They won't let him mine. You know, they wanted to dam it up, build a ditch around here like the Kissimmee, and mine all this basin out here. For 18 months of work, they wanted to kill another Florida river. Well, I don't know if y'all look down there. It's a little low right now, but that's because of rainfall. But it don't say Occidental here, does it? No. It's because of the good people of Florida finally woke up and said no. So now what's happening? People, I see people up here have been living here for generations. They protected their water supply. They controlled development. They didn't sell out the land that was their birthright for big bucks. They didn't develop along their coastline. Their shoreline. And so what's happened? A bunch of damn idiots down in South Florida that have overdeveloped think they got some right to come up here and suck what little water they got up here down to there. So this song's current again. Ain't gonna happen. This is the Suwannee. These people, the Suwannee flows in their hearts. It flows in our hearts. If we messed up down in our neck of the woods, we can't expect what's left up here to save them. Because if they pump the water down there, all they'll do is write more permits for more development. They'll just keep on until there is no water. Up in the Georgia pines, where the waters first flow, down through wide springs ablaze, most of us know. Then it's on across Florida to the Gulf of Mexico, how the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. Her natural beauty always seemed to be such a treasure of this wondrous stream. As she wanders through legends, songs, poems, and dreams, for the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental called it progress, but the crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. Will McLean sang about Florida sand, Don Grooms and James Billy about the Indian man, while me and Whitey Markle still trying to make a stand for the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. God bless Cousin Thelma as she remembered back when a sweeter, cleaner water still flowed round this bend. To some just a river, to us an old friend, is the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Big business called it progress, but the crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. How I wish I could turn the clocks back before industrial parks and their factories stack. For you mine your damn phosphates and the waters turn black, for the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. I gaze around Florida, the swamps they've drained dry. They dredge and they fill to build buildings to the sky. If you fill it, you kill it. The thought makes me cry for the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental called it progress, but the crackers call it slaughter of the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones with their leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. Maybe some snapshots that'll start them into grieving for the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. Big business calls it progress, but the crackers call it slaughter of the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. I don't guess I can blame it being out of key on your microphone, huh? Well, I got three going that way, three going that way. I'm going this way. One of these days I'm going to get an instrument that's like half guitar and half bagpipe. You know, you just kind of get it in the same neighborhood. Ain't much more you can do. You know? Pete Gallagher and I, we do this radio show out of Tampa on Thursday mornings, and down there on 88.5 WMNF, and I see one of our regular callers right over there, and one of my favorite people sitting next to him. That just works great. But Pete and I have had the opportunity to meet some interesting people, and on Thursday nights over at Sunset Beach, Pete and Pat Barmore host a Florida music night over there. And it's kind of like an exercise in futility, I guess you. Sometimes it's just a wondrous event, but then sometimes it doesn't work so good. You know, I've seen people up there playing, and other people just start playing along with them, and sometimes it's on accordions, sometimes it's on harmonicas, and sometimes on guitars that aren't tuned to each other and stuff like that. So if they can do that, then I can finish off my set with this guitar out of tune. So. Playing this one for Frank Thomas. Try to give it to him. Guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurled. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging by the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth, in old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West calm, watching hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee, where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields at Rusty the Ford. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Wacoochee, as vanished as the cypress they saw. Appalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs, Cousin Thelma Bolton, and God bless Will McLean. Forest green and I'm golden shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Ike's brother's herd, or canoe trip down the Myakka, where the gators still left undisturbed. Coral's still alive out in Hicks Brothers Bay, in a secret place only Ricky and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, and Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though a few were in there you to be, though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. So take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree, Florida's the best of the land of the free. All of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm an Indian, I'm forest, and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men, proud as can be when I roll. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more?
Well, for those of you that want to stay, but we have reached the end of the allotted time for the sound people. We appreciate y'all sticking with us to the end here. What we're going to do, we're going to come down here in some chairs. Y'all might want to relax a minute, stretch a little bit. And Jimmy and I and Frank, and I'll see some other people out there, maybe Barton. Good deal. Yeah, we're going to pick a little acoustic music, you know. And for those of you that have to go on, we understand that, you know. Like, it's nice to have a life, we understand, but... For those of you that want to hang around a little bit and hear a little music, we're going to play it for y'all.